Top of mind. Bitcoin is trading near $64,500, posting a mom 6% weekly gain, driven by June CPI, 0.4% M, lowest since April 2020, and PPI, 0.3% MM, both surprising to the downside. The macro relief rally is real but contested. Funding rates cooled to 0.048%, the fear and greed index sits at 26, and spot ETF flows remain negative YTD at Yevgoshan 5.4B. The cleanest near-term catalyst is the Digital Asset Market Clarity Act. Trump met Thursday with Senators Moreno and Lummis to resolve the ethics impasse, but Senator Gallego says Democrats lack agreement going in. Galaxy Research prices passage at 50, Himitar 50. Prediction markets in the low 40s. Miss the August 7th recess deadline and the bill likely dies before midterms. Market structure. BTC near $64,500, ups at 6% on the week off a $57,700 low. Short liquidations hit 220 meta pluses Tuesday on the CPI print. Liquidation heat map shows short clusters at $65,500 to $66,000 and major longside liquidity stacked 2.01. A 55K wipeout band remains visible on the one-month lookback. Spot ETF flows, 368 metas net inflows over two thu, 218 medain, wed 108 main thu 79 mains. But Monday printed 425 mains and the largest single-day July outflow, reversing the prior week's 197 memods inflow streak. Cumulative 2026 net flows, SAI 5.4B, AUME 77.7B. On-chain, Glassnode flags, 1-2 year holders realized losses rolling over, historically a durable bottom signal. CryptoQuant's bull score index sits at 20, bearish zone. K33, supply and loss crossed 50% on June 5th. Prior cycles bottomed within 101 days of that marker, day 42 now. A dormant whale moved 5,908 BTC, 384 metas, to a new wallet, not an exchange, after 8.5 years. Separately, a 2,931 BTC wallet, 188 mens, moved to exchanges for the first time in 7 years, a bearish tell per CryptoQuant. JP Morgan calls Strategy's 3B cash reserve and positive CME perp futures flows encouraging signs, even as spot ETF demand stays erratic. Policy and institutions. Clarity Act, Trump Moreno Lummis. White House meeting Thursday aimed at resolving ethics language. Gallego, lead Democratic negotiator, says no deal yet. Bill needs 60 Senate votes. August 7th recess is the hard deadline. Circle OCC approval. Circle received OCC approval for Circle National Trust, a federally regulated national trust bank, strengthening USDC infrastructure and opening the door to institutional custody clients. Circle shares plus 113% pre-market. Visa simultaneously launched its Visa stablecoin platform, VSP, supporting OUSD at launch plus USDC, USDG, directly pressuring Circle's distribution moat. Japan, Parliament enacted a law reclassifying crypto as a financial asset under the FIEA, removing the barrier to spot Bitcoin ETFs and cutting the top capital gains rate from 55% to a flat 20% in 2028. Effective within a year. Fed Chair Warsh explicitly ruled out crypto bailouts, no bailout business full stop. Confirmed the Fed is racing to publish Genius Act stablecoin rules by Saturday's deadline and warned against regulatory arbitrage across agencies. T. Rowe Price, TKNZ, 1.9T Asset Manager, launched the first actively managed multi-token spot crypto ETF. Debuted at 15 MNS AUM, 40.75% BTC, 18.42% ETH, 0.75% fee. Morgan Stanley launched spot BTC, ETH Sol trading on Inktrade via Zero Hash. Network and industry. Strategy, MSTR, common stock, 38% YTD, 80% off 2024 peak. STRC preferred trades, Sardatoi 87, 89, below $100 par. CEO Liu says new BTC purchases resume only when STRC returns to par. Cash reserve raised to 3B are tires on 20 months of dividend interest coverage. Securities investigation from Rosen Law Firm covers all five strategy tickers. Holdings, 843, Sino 7.7.5, BTC at AVG cost, $75,651, unrealized loss, 10.6B. Citadel Securities, crypto.com, 400 Tamas investment at 20B valuation, exchange's first institutional round, earmarked for tokenized securities and derivatives expansion. Citadel also holds stakes in Kraken and Ripple. Bitcoin dog mode. Ordinals advocate Leonidas proposed a new open-source Bitcoin client, lifting max TX size to 3.9 Melal WU versus Core's 400K, and dropping the dust limit to 1 sat. Framed as forcing Core's hand via economic incentives, currently zero miner signaling. Solo miner, a single Bitex rig, $200, 1 THES, won a 200K block reward at block 957382, the 12th solo block in 2026, pushing annual retail solo mining payouts to 4.7 mens. Bitcoin Core 31.1 released, fixes IP address leak-in, private broadcast, chain state compaction, MuSig E2 key aggregation, and proxy handling. Post-Quantum, Project 11 published an unaudited proof-of-ownership mechanism for post-Q-Day wallet recovery using key derivation paths rather than signatures. Macro linkages. June CPI 0.4% MMM 3.5% YY and PPI 0.3% MMM 5.5% YY drove the BTC rally to 65.5 qua core Wednesday. CME FedWatch shifted away from a July hike as the most likely outcome, though September hike odds remain 24%. US-Iran war escalation, Strait of Hormuz closure, Trump threatening to run the strait, sent BTC towards 62K Monday alongside a 1% NASDAQ drop and WTI near $75.80. This geopolitical risk remains the primary downside tail for energy-driven reinflation. MYDEG, single-sourced, warns a 2022-style drawdown replay could produce a 38 to 39K cycle low by October. NYDIG notes, BTC is 2026's worst-performing major asset, trailing treasuries and the Swiss franc. Standouts. Senate unanimously passed a non-binding resolution opposing any pardon or commutation for Sam Bankman-Fried, sponsored by Lummis and Gallego. U.S. Treasury OFAC froze 130 mom in Iran-linked crypto wallets tied to the IRGC and Bank Markazi, escalating the financial component of the Iran conflict. U.S. government moved 297 hours in seized BTC and ETH to Coinbase Prime, linked to legacy seizures, not confirmed sales, but contradicts the strategic Bitcoin reserve non-sale pledge. Lynn Alden's Orange Juice Holding Company raised $40 million to acquire cash-flowing small businesses and hold profits as Bitcoin treasury. Anchor investor Ricardo Salinas recently raised his BTC allocation to 70%. Binance is exiting EU client services after failing to obtain a MyCA license. Small fraction of EU crypto firms are currently licensed as full MiCA rules take force.